Georgia.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now let's jump back in with my conversation with Erica, because I want to hear all about the trends that they are seeing over at the American Society for Travel Advisors. So here's Erica again. Erica and I having a great conversation. So Erica, thanks for staying here with me. But you mentioned in the last segment, you know, about the importance of having the travel agent to assist, because as everyone comes back online with wanting to get back out there traveling, it is going to be a very personal experience because people have experienced the pandemic in a very personal way, individually as well as for their families. So what are the trends that you all are seeing so far in terms of if people are booking short-term trips, long-term trips, if they're looking for things close by, domestic, international? What trends are you all seeing already?
Well, we believe that the drive markets will be the first to come back. And we know that travel will come back. It'll come back in phases. And so the first phase that our travel advisors are seeing are the drive to markets. And what that means, those are the markets that are closer to home that can be taken in a weekend, if you will. Maybe it's in your state or in a bordering state. And so we are seeing that those will be the first tourism markets to come back online. And we also know that the luxury travel segment will come back before any others, because those with more discretionary income can further insulate their travel plans for the future. And so with that, we're also seeing travelers looking more into 2021 for trips that they may have planned to take this year, but are taking that wait and see approach, using their future travel credits, using their reaccommodations that their advisor got them, and pushing those plans to 2021. So we still have to get this virus under control, and we still have to make sure that there's systems in place to restore confidence in travel. Once we see those systems in place, then we can make some more predictions about other travel markets. But for right now, travelers are looking at those closer to home destinations, and then they're talking to their professionals about those longer term trips in the future.
Well, are you seeing anything so far in terms of people choosing, say, hotel stays versus short-term rental stays, such as condos or vacation rental houses?
And it's important to remember that every airline, hotel, car rental company, they put forth not only their cancellation guidelines, but they're also putting forth communications about their cleaning practices and how they're taking initiatives to keep travelers safe. And that's really important as well. But it's also important that the government steps in and provides further guidelines. And we're seeing some hotel companies doing that in a big way, putting forth their own sort of updated standards. But I think that travelers need to see the government step in, and they need to see some consistency over a period of time that these guidelines are in place. So right now, it's a little bit too soon to tell what sorts of hotel or Airbnb accommodations are going to come back first, because a lot of travelers are still in that wait and see mode, and they're taking those decisions personal. Because remember, every traveler has a different health profile and their own level of risk tolerance. So depending on who the traveler is and where they're thinking about going, that is also going to come into play when they're deciding where to stay and what to do. And that's why we tell travelers, in addition to making sure that you're following guidelines from objective third-party resources like the CDC and the State Department, you also need to be consulting with your healthcare provider as well, and taking what they're saying into consideration before you make any decisions, whether it's a drive to or a fly to. Right. You really have to make sure that you're making a decision based on the information guidelines available to you from the government and from your healthcare provider.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there. Now, do you all get involved, Erica, with any of the policymaking since you are an agency that does advocate for travel agents?
We are. We are involved in those conversations at the highest level, because 1 in 10 jobs are travel jobs. So actually recently we signed on to an initiative that was started by the U.S. Travel Association. It's a document titled Travel in the New Normal. And this document that was actually just released today was sent to the White House and the Governors Association. And this document was following a collaboration between medical experts and a broad array of businesses and organizations in the U.S. travel industry. And we submitted this document to the White House and the governors because we wanted to make sure that we were putting forth detailed guidance for travel-related businesses to help keep their customers and employees safe as the country emerges from this COVID-19 pandemic. And travel in the new normal is really an outline of the vigorous measures that the travel industry will follow to reduce the risk of COVID-19, but also to help communicate across every step of the traveler's journey how travelers are going to be protected. And the goal is to allow travel to safely resume as states and municipalities relax their physical distancing guidance. So as an advocacy association, that's just one example of what we do with other advocacy associations in the travel space to make sure that we're communicating with the appropriate officials and putting measures in place that help protect travelers and travel businesses.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for all that you all do. Do you have a referral guide for people to find a travel advisor by going to maybe your website?
One thing I will say, when you're working with a travel advisor, you have to think about it as a long-term relationship. So there's a lot of people who are looking at their 401ks and their savings and their investments, and they're talking to a financial advisor, right? Somebody that's going to give them that long-term advice and even short-term advice. The same is true when you're developing a relationship with a travel advisor. That person's there not just for this next journey, but for the journey of your life. Right. And so that's really important when you're considering how to pick a travel advisor. And that's why our website, travelsense.org, is going to be the best place to find a travel advisor. And here's why. When you're going to that website, you are making sure that you are working with an advisor that's a member of our association. And our members, we make sure that they adhere to our code of ethics. And our code of ethics really is in place to protect the traveler. So kind of like the Better Business Bureau seal of approval, right? You want to make sure that they're a member of their professional travel association, the American Society of Travel Advisors. And the quickest way to do that is to go to travelsense.org. That database is connected to our member database, and it's the one sure way that you will make sure that you're working with a professional travel advisor. So we invite you to start exploring and to develop that relationship now so that you have someone who's there for you for your next trip and all the trips after that.
Absolutely. Great information from Erica. I really appreciate her coming on the show and sharing this information. I think it just kind of helps us feel a little bit like we're normal with what we're feeling and what we're thinking and what we're anticipating for getting back out there. So now, make sure that you go to the website that she mentioned, travelsense.org, and start planning your trips when you're ready to get back out there to have a travel advisor help you with what you and your family are ready to start doing. When we come back, I am bringing on my friend from Expedia, and she's going to talk with us about what they're seeing over at Expedia in terms of trends, in terms of things that are going on now. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com.